Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Yes, I have a confirmation number here. I called. Something happened. I entered this sweepstake, which I shouldn't have, and somehow something happened that I something popped up that I owed 40. It was supposed to be $3 that I owed. Well, come up $49.89. And I tried to stop it, so my husband called the bank right away, and they had already taken it out. So I called the bank, and they told me to call there, but I was given a confirmation number, and they said that it would be refunded in 3 to 5 days, and it's been since February, I think, the 7th or something like that, or even, well, I think that's when they took it out of our checking. I mean, is there anything I can do about that, or... Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was listening. Let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
17044.
All right, and what was your first and last name?
Bonnie Zanino. But I think it would be under Frank because we used his card, Frank Zanino.
Oh, it's showing under your name.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. And then verify your address for security purposes.
415 South Brown Street, Lewistown, Pennsylvania, 17044.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I do see it was canceled out. So it looks like I'm assuming you took a survey to try to win a Dyson through a sweepstakes entry. Is that correct?
Right, yeah.
All right, so it looks like here I do see you did get it canceled out. But it looks like here, okay, so I'm assuming they probably already told you you had a 3D verification showing on the account, and that's why we couldn't provide a refund. They explained that to you?
No, I wasn't told that. All I was told was they gave me this confirmation number, and I have it here if you want it, and then they said that I would be refunded within 3 to 5 days.
They did?
Yeah. Do you want the confirmation number?
No, give me 1 second. Let me.
Okay.
Okay, wait a minute. Refund. Okay, forgot to look. Oh, I see what happened. Okay. So what happened was they told you, they were going to give you a refund, but then I guess after that they discovered that the 3D verification was showing, because that means anytime that's showing, which that's not your fault, you cannot provide a refund. So I'm not sure probably due to that is the reason why it hasn't went through. But I'm assuming that's going to be what it is. Yes, whenever that's showing on the account, but they probably didn't notice it until after you had already gotten off the phone and they just put it on your account, and you were not aware of that. But due to you saying that you did take that survey to win that, that means you were authorizing that chart, saying that, you know, you were paying that amount to be able to win that prize. So that's why they
the
can't
prize that. The prize that I entered, the sweepstake I entered, was mm-hmm. only to be $3 shipping or something. That's all that I was to pay. So somehow this $49.89 showed up.
Yeah,
I haven't received anything, you know.
Now, it's an entry to win it. If you do happen to win, they'll email you with the instructions. And you have the part about the $49, that's listed in the terms and conditions. So that means when you agree to that, you're saying that you know they're going to automatically bill you that $49.
That's not how I understood it. I didn't even see $49.89 anywhere on this sweepstake that I had entered. And next thing I know, it was taken out of my checking.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, you're not interested in this confirmation number I have here then? I mean, is that...
No, ma'am. No, because the confirmation, that's just going to be your cancellation number that cancels out your account. That's what that 920-423-3319.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't need that. She gave you that. That's the cancellation to stop the reoccurring charge for the meal planning app subscription.
Yeah. Well, I stopped, we stopped I put it on my debit, so we stopped that and got a new debit card. But I mean, I was told I was to be refunded within 3 to 5 days, and I was just wondering why that hasn't happened. I mean, I wrote everything down here, and I'm sorry. I mean, I probably sound a bit, we've been, you know, we're old people and we're on a fixed income and we've been cheated so many times. And when this happened, it just really upset me. So.
Oh, I can definitely understand that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, like I said, yeah, I do apologize for that. Because I definitely do see that information listed there. But like I said, she did say after, you know, I'm assuming after she done that she went back and seen me on the account. But like I said, it was probably after she had already told you that. So that's probably why. And then again, like I said, and it still could go through. I mean, if she put it in.
Yeah.
I mean, if she's already done it, I mean, of course, they probably can't stop it. But now if you don't get it, then that's probably why.
Okay, but I'm saying about the refund, is that that isn't going to happen? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, according to the account, it's not supposed to, but what I'm saying, being that she already, let me go back, because I'm not sure if she, I know it didn't go through on putting it on the card, so let me see if it, let me see. Let's see what we can do with that. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Give me 1 second. I'll still check out the information for you. Just one moment.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Chuckle over.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for patiently waiting for me. So what I'll do is, like I said, due to that information, because like I said, I do see where she did promise you that refund, I can resubmit it for you. Give me 1 second, okay? Good Lord, if I can ever quit coughing.
Oh.
I know.
Going around.
I know. So mine is
I'll tell you, the best thing for that is Delsim.
Is it?
I'll have to try. Yes, some. It is. It's the best thing.
Is it? I actually have some called in the forms. I just picked it up. But, yeah, I've heard of that before, but I don't think I've ever tried it.
Yeah, it's good. I usually take it whenever. Well, my doctor always tells me to take that.
Oh, okay. I'll have to get some of that, too. All right, let's get everything notated on the account for you. All right. So I did go ahead and resubmit it for you. So you can give it 3 to 5 business days for it to go back on your Visa card. And for some reason, if you don't receive it, you're still not seeing it. We do send out checks. So if that is, for some reason, if it is a problem putting it on your Visa card, then we can send out a check to the mail. And that usually takes about 5 to 7 business days.
Okay. So if I don't get it within 3 to 5, then call this number again.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, should I ask for you so you know what's going on?
I mean, if you would like, you can.
I would. You're very nice.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's Laken, Laken.
Oh, that's pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a pretty name. Okay. All right. Well, I'll be looking for it. So.
All right. I'm sorry. I do apologize for the inconvenience. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.